This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Anand. Both the Houses of Parliament were adjourned for the day following opposition uproar over various issues. The Rajya Sabha was first adjourned till 12 noon and then finally for the day. When the Rajya Sabha met after the first adjournment at 12 noon, the opposition members again started sloganeering over various issues, including discussion on special intensive revision of electoral roll in Bihar. As the pandemonium continued, the chair adjourned the house for the day. Amid the noisy scenes, Union Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnav replied to a question related to implementation of Digital Personal Data Protection DPDP Act 2023. The proceedings in the Lok Sabha were also disrupted due to the opposition uproar over various issues. When the House reassembled after the first adjournment at 2 p.m., members of the opposition parties started sloganeering, seeking discussion on SIR in Bihar. Krishna Prasad Tenethi, who was on the chair, urged the protesting members to allow discussion on the readjustment of the representation of scheduled tribes in assembly constituencies of the state of Goa Bill 2024. Union Law and Justice Minister Arjun Ram Meghwal also said that it is an important bill related to the interest of scheduled tribes, but the opposition members is disrupting the proceedings. As the pandemonium continued, the house was adjourned for the day. The Election Commission of India, ECI, today announced the schedule for the election to the office of Vice President of India. According to the ECI, the election will be held on 9th of September. More from our correspondent.
The election is necessitated following resignation of Jagdeep Dhankhar from the post of Vice President last month. This will be the 17th Vice President election. The Vice President is elected by an electoral college which consists of the members of the Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha. The notification for the election will be issued on the 7th of this month and interested candidates can file their nomination by 21st of this month. The scrutiny of the nomination will take place on the 22nd August, while the last date of withdrawal of candidature will be 25th of this month. The counting of the votes will be held on 9 September. Saklayan Akhtar for Akashwani News, Delhi.
President Draupadi Murmu appealed to the graduating students of IIT ISM Dhanbad to act as catalysts in achieving the goal of Viksit Bharat in 2047. President Draupadi Murmu today attended the 45th convocation ceremony of Indian Institute of Technology, Indian School of Mines in Dhanbad on the second day of her two-day visit to Jharkhand. She also released a customized postal stamp to commemorate 100 glorious years of establishment of the Technical Institute. The Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, has secured the deportation of fugitive Udit Khullar from the United Arab Emirates through coordinated action with Interpol and law enforcement authorities in the UAE. Khullar is accused of orchestrating financial fraud in Delhi involving the use of forged documents to secure multiple bank loans amounting to 4.55 crore rupees. A special court for elected representatives in Bengaluru has today convicted Janata Dal secular leader and former MP Prajwal Revanna in the rape case. This is one of the four rape cases registered against him in the Hassan district. The additional city civil and session judge, Santosh Gajanan Bhatt, pronounced the verdict today for rape, sexual harassment and criminal intimidation. Prajwal Revanna is convicted under all these charges. The punishment for the crime is likely to be pronounced tomorrow. In cricket, India were all out in the first session on day two of the fifth test of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy at the Oval in London today. In badminton, second lead Lakshya Sen has advanced to the men's singles semi-final of Macau Open after defeating Xu Xuan Chen of China at East Asian Games Dome today. He will next take on fifth seed Indonesian Alwi Farhan for a place in the final. And that is the end of this news bulletin.